Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade PE. So, welcome. I appreciate you listening in. And today, I want to talk about projectors, using projectors in your physical education environment, classrooms, whatever you want to call it, learning spaces. I just think it's really, really important. And I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment. Here we go. All right, so projectors. Now, I guess I need to give you a little background if you're not familiar with my situation. I teach over 100 children at once in a large pavilion outside, and we really don't have a projector unless it was for a rainy day, because we'd go into the media center and I could put on something in there, or the cafeteria if it wasn't being used for lunch. And so I really only had it for rainy days, or days that we were kicked out of our space for some reason, for testing or whatever, just because we were kind of close to the classrooms. So I saw a lot of, you know, teachers on social media using them in really interesting ways, and showing, demonstrating learning and just showing different ways to the kids of, you know, different techniques and things. And I really wanted a projector. Honestly, I just want a projector, because I didn't want to wait for a rainy day to show them, you know, a certain way to do an exercise if I want to show a video or a certain game, I guess I should say. Like when we introduced Chuke Ball for the first time, like, it was hard because the kids were like, what is this game? Where's it coming from? I have no idea what's going on. And so things like that, I wanted to show them, and I didn't want to have to wait for it to rain. I didn't want to do a rain dance out here. And so, you know, I wanted to figure out how to get a projector in here. And, you know, it's not easy I didn't think it'd be easy, because it's hot out here. There's lots of wind. There's the sun, from the glare, it's hard to see, I was thinking. So, you know, how can I incorporate this into my program? And so here's what happened. I went to my tech guy a couple years ago, and I told him, I want a projector, you know. Actually, it started with our Dance Dance Revolution grant, some of our grants. That was in the last episode. And we had a trailer, and I was like, okay, this is my new learning environment. We had a separate trailer. We brought one class at a time, maybe two, and we could do Dance Dance Revolution in there, and then we could do a project, or, you know, I was eventually going to put a projector in there. At the time, there was none in there. And I'm thinking, okay, this is my learning space. I got it. And then I lost that trailer. They use it for the first year. They use it for the college students that nearby, like basically the student teachers, a place for them to meet. And then after that, it became the STEM lab, which I'm glad we needed a STEM program here. So that's good. So I couldn't have an inside space that I could use at any time. So again, I went to him and said, how can I get a projector? Do I need to write a grant? Again, last episode. Or, you know, I didn't have enough of my budget, so what can I do? And he said, well, you're a classroom teacher, so you get a projector and six computers. I was like, really? That's awesome. So we turned my office area into a computer lab, which we were doing portfolios in there for a year or two. That was really hard because we had so many kids and they were only able to get in there like once every couple weeks. And then eventually we lost, those computers went away. And so now I only have three computers in here, but we do use them for students fill out Google Forms and sign up sheets for like EdCamp and things like that, or jobs for our Chuke Ball tournament. So we do use the computer lab, but not all the time. So on the outside though, let's talk about the projector. On the outside, we got a projector on a rolling cart that I could bring out there. My tech guy got me some Wi-Fi. He hooked it up inside my a long extension cord that hooks up inside my my office area, because the Wi-Fi is very spotty out there. And so we got a sweet hookup. I was able to project it onto our whiteboard, which I had installed a few years prior to that. And so there it goes. We had our projector, right? And I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. I mean, I was able to use it for, you know, lots of things. And I want to give you specific examples. So one of the things I'm actually going to do today is, you know, just for a different kind of warm-up, I'll play some dance videos. I'll play our friend Ben Perillo, his dance videos. Or so look him up. Look up Ben Perillo dance, P-I-R-I-L-L-O, I believe. Look up Just Dance Kids or Just Dance. It depends. The little kids really like the Gummy Bear Dance and Just Dance Mario, things like that. I'll play Go Noodle or Cosmic Kid Yoga. Sorry, Cosmic Kids Yoga, I believe. And it's just a different way of warming up, a different way of exercising. So in that aspect, I love it because I can just show it and I can go around and move around with the kids and kind of look at their form and just see how they're doing, give some high fives, encourage them along with my paras. So I just think that's a great idea. The next thing is for provocation videos. I got that from Andy Vassily. I took a session from him. I thought it was awesome because he showed how to basically engage kids in the beginning or any time of the unit, but basically the beginning of a unit. It's a great way to engage the kids. Show a video. It doesn't have to be a 10-minute video. It could be just a, you know, a 2 to 3 minute or 5 minute video on, you know, I showed, like I said, Chook Ball. He, at his presentation, showed how this guy named Lazy Legs could dance. I mean, he was paralyzed, I believe, or he had cerebral palsy, and he could, but he used his arms to dance with his canes. I'm trying to think what he used, but that got that got us motivated to go out and perform a dance. And I'm big on curling. Again, I don't know why. I think I said it before. I love curling. I've never been curling in my life, but I love curling. And oh yeah, in the chess episode, I mentioned how I love it. It's like chess on ice. And I showed the kids. Kids were like, what's curling? Like at least half the kids. Because we live in Florida. This is mostly a Canadian or upper United States thing. And I want to show them curling because I was demonstrating target games and, you know, telling them that this is a level 2 target game because it shows there's blocking involved. And that's a whole nother episode. But just showing them videos of, hey, here's how it could be. And here's how things are. And here's why Chook Ball's awesome because this. And I remember showing them videos of futsal, hope I'm saying that right, but small group or, you know, small-sided soccer. And we did a whole thing on that. And I showed them, you know, skateboarding and the creativity of, like, the Lords of Dogtown, which is not an appropriate movie for them, but I showed them a clip of it when they were just learning how to get going. And I just thought it was awesome just showing them that these really cool things are out there and there's true stories out there of some really neat things of how things took place. So those are some of the ways. Provocation, dance. Now we have animated GIFs or GIFs, however you want to say it. You can project those to the board to show them how to do an exercise or show them how proper form of a kick or a throw or whatever you're doing. So just a great thing there. I'd say definitely if you want to project, like I project my Comic Life 3 things I make, my creations, my posters for like Plickers or Solo Taxonomy, and they could put the magnets on the board as I'm projecting. So these are all ways of using projectors in PE, and I think it's very important to have them. I mean, there's so many different uses for them, and I could also project my phone or my iPad to the board and show them. One of my favorite apps is CoachNote, and it's an older app, but you could demonstrate a game on there or how to set things up. Like here's the setup of this game and, you know, set it up, go. And just so many uses for a projector. And I really feel like it's something you need. So now it's time for our cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, your cowbell tip of the day. Whoops, it wasn't gonna stop there. Your cowbell tip of the day is don't settle for no. Get a projector. It is necessary to demonstrate your learning, to show your thinking, for the kids even to come up and they can demonstrate their learning. It's a different style, a different way of, you know, for different students to learn instead of you just standing up there and talking or drawing on a board. So everybody learns in different ways. So it's something different. It's, you know, it's a 21st century PE teacher thing. It just, you need to have it. You need to have it. No excuses. If I know people might say, well, my principal won't let me. Okay, ask your principal. Ask even the parents in the community, you know, we have a group, a Facebook page, a parent Facebook page. You know, you could ask if it's, I don't know, I have no idea how much they are. Maybe it's a couple hundred dollars. If you put together a small presentation, it doesn't have to be standing up, or maybe just a small little, you know, PDF on why you need a projector. You know, ask, put that together and try to get it going. You know, or you could write a grant if one's available in your area that time, or look into your budget. You know, if you have a budget and you want to set aside some money for projector, please get one. It is very important. Doesn't matter if you teach inside or outside. And by the way, I didn't mention it. I also added to it. I recently my tech guy brought out I told him the glare was kind of getting to me outside, so he brought a smart board on a rolling cart, an old one that doesn't work. But I got the screen, and it's much, much better. So you can tinker with it. You can make adjustments, but get a projector. It's very important. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. I will put a picture of my setup on my website, supersizephysed.com. It'll be in the link will be in the notes of this podcast. So please check it out. You could always email me at dcarney1017@gmail.com. Don't worry, it'll be in the again in the notes. So take care, get a projector, and I will talk to you soon. Great job.